Hello, this is Dindri Abero of the Community Archive Center, and we are here at the Salishan Story Fest, and I have with me...
Brian Johnson.
Brian, you are the teacher responsible for the Salishan documentary from 2003. Can you tell us a little bit about how that was put together?
Sure, yeah. I'd been teaching at Lister for just a couple years, And the word spread quickly that the whole neighborhood was going to be torn down, and it's a really big deal for the kids, who a lot of them had grown up in Salishan, and thinking about what we could do, what we should do at that time, because we knew that a lot of changes were going to be happening really soon, and I did have a little bit of film background, just as a hobby. And we also had a lot of film equipment at Lister, because the new Lister building was at that time, I think, about 5 years old. When they rebuilt Lister, they made it a broadcasting magnet school. And so they put a little broadcasting studio in there, filled it up with filmic equipment, which was mostly like Sony Handycams, and then a whole room of mixing boards for VHS tapes and lots of monitors, which all became obsolete, within just a few years. But we had a broadcast specialist, and she would help kids. She would put together a weekly news program with different small groups of students. But that the funding for her position was only a few years, and then she was gone, and we were left with a big room full of cameras. And so started thinking about really documenting Salishan. And actually, a big reason that led to that was we started, with the students, we were looking into learning about the history of the neighborhood and not finding very much there, and especially not finding anything about the Salishan as it was in the beginning of the 2000s. Not photos or, not much online. And so it kind of turned into, wow, this is something we could do. And so, it really was a year-long project. It wasn't, I would guess we started working on plans and getting connections for interviews, probably in the October. I mean, it's 20 years ago now, so it's hard for me to remember everything, but I remember early on, there's a lot of planning. We had a lot of help from Pastor Ron, who was a really important part of this community at the time, and he's passed away since. But he helped. He met with the kids many times and really helped, through some more, some storytelling, told them some of the history that he knew, and helped us to set up some community interviews. A lot of the interviews were set up by students. A lot of interviews were students interviewing their family members, in a lot of times in their home language. The questions were all, we spent a lot of time, thinking about what makes good questions to get people, people to give full answers and get into the interesting information and not just the surface information. So we did a lot of practice interviews with the other students and with teachers at the school, and we took our time, which is a really great thing. Sometimes, so often we were rushing into rushing through projects, and it really did take the full year. We also did a lot of art. Thinking about Salishan, we started with a photography project, and I can't remember how we funded it, but we somehow were able to buy a disposable camera for each kid in the class. I think there were about 22 kids in the class, and they just were told to just go out and take photos, make sure they have permission if there's a person in it. But they had a week to go just take photos of Salishan, and Some of the photos that came back were, just a sink full of dishes, or a just a wall with a flower growing out of it, you know, things like that. But some of them were bigger, a lot of pictures of the houses, which they knew was important because the houses weren't going to be around much longer. And then they brought them back. We developed them all and then started doing some art projects with the photos, making making collages, you know, inspired by a photo or a couple of the crayon drawings and some paintings. And so you can see that art in the documentary as well. Just bit by bit, interview by interview, we started putting it together, and I was the only interview I was present for was what was her name, Val. I'm trying to remember the resident's name, but it was pouring rain. I'd get them set up, and then I'd go outside and see what we'd have a kid on the camera, and then two interviewers, I only actually got to sit in on one interview because it was raining. There was nowhere else to go. She had a one bedroom home. But the kids really, were really, I was just so professional. And so, they really were into it. And I've always said it was probably I wish I had done something like this every year of my teaching, because I think it's probably the best. We didn't get to every math lesson that we wanted to that year, I'd hear from some of those kids for years, and they remember that experience more than they would have remembered a multiplication lesson for sure. My main role in the end was bringing it all together. And we had an event in the spring. I don't remember what it was, but it was right here at the Family Investment Center. And that was where we were going to premiere the movie. And so I do remember a crunch of trying to bring it all together, because over the course of the year, we gathered tapes and tapes of footage. And so that was my most challenging part. And also because the movie editing software back then wasn't very good. I think we used like the very early version of iMovie. I've never lived in Salisham, but I worked here for 16 years, the whole experience, gave me such a window into Salisham of the early 2000s, and which really, had so much of Salishan of the 90s, the 80s, the 70s, the 60s, it had just developed. And there was a big fear, about by tearing down these houses, if that would all be lost, I'm glad that we did that. And just today, so many people have said that it's so hard to find any video or photos of Salisham before the redevelopment. So glad it's out there, and I'd love to get back together with some of these students who are now in their 30s and talk about it again sometime.
So, right on. Yeah. So it's like the 20th year anniversary of this movie.
Yep.
And I really just appreciate you, Brian, for coming in and sharing your video with our Story Fest today. Uh-huh. And thank you for sharing the behind the scenes.
Yeah, thanks for having me.